Mulk Raj Anand as a propagandist. According to Anand, art is as much a tool in the service of mankind as science is. He does not believe in the principle of art for the sake of art. He holds the principle of art for the sake of life. He wants to reform society through art. According to him, the conquest of pain should be the supreme goal of all individuals and all nations. His philosophy is inveterate opposition of fascism, feudalism, imperialism, and all other similar tendencies which come in the way of man's efforts to achieve freedom. That is why he opposes caste, creed, untouchability, and communalism. He believes in democracy and socialism and the peaceful coexistence of all nations and peoples. It is an advocate of these principles and the principles of equality, liberty, and fraternity that he is regarded as a propagandist by some critics. Professor Nayak has defended Anand as a propagandist, whereas most other critics have not liked Anand's propaganda made through novels. Professor Nayak writes, "The new initiatives in the novel from in India could not adopt the art for art's sake attitude. Under foreign rule, the whole of our life process had been broken up by the assaults of an alien culture. Politics had, in fact, tended to occupy the whole of life. The life of the individual was affected by the impact of Europe at many levels. Far from being the anonymous member of an orthodox ritualistic society, man was emerging into the here and the now, the world of a phenomenal existence concerned with his human rights in a possibly emergent democratic fulfillment. The theme of transformation from a fatalistic society to a dynamic confrontation with destiny compelled us to ask many questions. As the challenges were before, the characters of our novels, we could not have Hamlet without bringing in the Prince of Denmark. The question of caste and the class and woman seems to be raw material that can easily lend to propaganda tracks. In fact, the Mahatma asked me to write a straightforward pamphlet about untouchability. I told him that I would prefer to write a novel because I wished to present a total personality in response to the challenge than a cut and dried statement denouncing untouchability. I feel that the novel goes deeper into the roots of human personality than a didactic book in so far as it is more like life. Creative literature is a mirror. Of course, in my novels, Caliban looks into the mirror more often than Ariel. I have a penchant to notice awkward facts. In so far as I have dealt with challenges, even without giving responses, I have been accused of indulging in political and social propaganda. But fundamentally, my exposition of character and situation is to reveal life in as total a manner as possible. My adverse critics have seldom seen the symbolism, the attitudes, and the rugged poetry beneath the prose. Therefore, if the attempt to discover the meaning of life in any given human environment is propaganda, then I am a propagandist. Otherwise, it is expressionism, which I define as an enactment of the body-soul drama of human beings through the imagination. Keeping the above discussion in view, we should regard Anand not as a propagandist, but as a humanist. At his best, Anand's humanist convictions and his humanitarian compassion have fired his imagination and have given us unforgettable scenes such as Bakha touching the caste Hindu and paying the penalty. Ananta being knocked down dead on the machine which he loves. Munnu's traumatic realization that he is born to be exploited. Gauri being transformed into a Sita with a difference, leaving a new modern Ramayana with an altered ending. Lajwanti finding herself condemned to live in a situation where death would be far more welcome. Ignorant rustics enthusiastically accepting modernity when they are convinced that it is not mean the desecration and destruction of tradition, but it rather a new avatar of an age-old deity. It is his over-enthusiasm as a humanist that brings to him the discredit of a propagandist. Otherwise, it is a great deal of art in his novels. He does not always sacrifice the formal values of fiction for propaganda or preaching. But at the same time, it cannot be denied that he is a writer with a mission. The Big Hurt pleads for fair deal to the workers in the age of machines. Cooley describes the lot of a coolies. Untouchable throws light on the life of the untouchables. The same vein of purpose does not always rise on the surface. The artist in Anand knew that art lies in concealing art, but it is there, sometimes on the surface, sometimes deep and subtle, that sometimes mars the quality of his novels. Mulkraj Anand as a propagandist chapter is over.